Really excited now to be joined. Let's see. Let's get the actual bio up. Yes, she is the president of the Virginia Society for Human Life, the first organized pro-life group in the country, founded 1967. She had an abortion in 1981, but now she's committed to protecting unborn children and their mothers under the law from violence of abortion at the national level. Mrs. Turner works with the National Right to Life Committee, has spoken in all 50 states, 17 countries abroad, and she has appeared regularly in various media and before Congress defending human life. She's a familiar face at the General Assembly and brings all her experience to the debate in Virginia. Olivia Gaines Turner is the guest on Catholicism on the Beltway. Olivia, thanks so much for the time. How are you today?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing great. It's so great to be on the show with you.
We're really excited to have you on, and we're going to be doing some more work with you in the future. But today, I think it's important, you know, we are a week and a day away from Election Day here in the United States. And I think one of the things that you all do at the Virginia Society for Human Life, you have this really great Virginia Pro-Life Election Central page. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we think it's very important to help voters know exactly where candidates stand on the, as the church has stated it, and our bishops in the Catholic Church have made it very clear. We're not a Catholic organization, but I know many of your listeners are, and we think it's very important for voters to know exactly where these candidates stand on the pro-life issue. And for your Catholic listeners, most recently, I know that your bishops in the Arlington and Richmond Diocese just released a statement to the parishes on Sunday that articulates what we know is true, that the central issue of every election is where does the candidate stand on the pro-life issue? Are they going to protect innocent unborn life, the elderly, the disabled, and recognize that there are people really working hard against passing protective laws? So we think if you don't know who your candidate is and where they stand, you can't make an informed decision come Election Day. And that's why we put the Electoral Central page together on our website.
Yeah, and aside from obviously the president and vice president race that we have, which has been at the forefront in Virginia, there's also a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs, as well as 11 U.S. House of Representatives seats. With all that coming into play, and you mentioned, you know, pro-life being at the top. How important is it, though, for voters to have a fundamental full view of what a candidate stands for? Is it wise to be a one issue voter?
Well, that's a great question, Michael. I think people have asked me that for years, and my response is, if you are dealing with a candidate who is prepared to stand up and defend the most vulnerable in our society, most definitely that being the unborn, then you have someone that you can probably negotiate with and argue with on any other front that you feel is important.
Agreed, yes. So
if you have a candidate who is concerned about how we're dealing with the poor or providing for people who are dealing with illness, and yet that individual is not prepared to stand up for the most vulnerable and defend their right to life and to be born into this society, then I have to question that individual candidate's commitment to protecting other vulnerable lives. So I've always said that this is the bedrock civil rights issue, the bedrock human rights issue of our time, of all time. If you're not alive, then you don't have any rights. And that's been stated by some of the Catholic bishops, other religious leaders, and many political leaders who understand the dynamics of this issue. So that's why it becomes such a bedrock central issue during the elections. And we've tried to make it clear on the election website at vshl.org, Virginia Society for Human Life.org. That vshl.org page gives you straight up comparisons about these statewide races. We believe that as important as the presidential race is, these statewide races for Senate and U.S. House of Representatives, our congressmen and women, are critical in a year like this, absolutely critical. So making a very clear distinction between the candidates was our goal when we put the section of our website together that guides people to this information.
Yeah, you can go to vshl.org, and it's under the Virginia Pro-Life Election Central. It's really well done, and it has the important election dates as well. I believe the last date to vote, you'd send in your absentee vote is on the 31st of October, and then, of course, Election Day. The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. if you want to go out and vote in person. Now, another important, I guess, not election, but confirmation is the Supreme Court nominee with Amy Coney Barrett expected to be confirmed at some point in time today.
Tonight, possibly.
Tonight,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. There's a whole lot going on with that, but I believe it's going up for that confirmation tonight. How does the Virginia Society for Human Life view Amy Coney Barrett, Judge Barrett?
We are very pleased that we're seeing justices being nominated to the court, including Judge Barrett, who evidently understand that the role of a judge is not to make law, but rather to interpret and to adjudicate upon laws that our legislators pass. And that's a critical component of the three-prong arms of our government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. So her responses during the hearings, I think, would have impressed anybody, even the most hardcore people who might oppose the idea of her as a judge, really had to admit and acknowledge that she gave a remarkable performance during those hearings, clarifying that it is her place to think very deeply about every bill or every law or every case that comes to her as a judge and to make her decisions based on what is already present, particularly in our Constitution. So we're very pleased that she has the understanding that a judge's role is to look at the Constitution and to interpret laws accordingly, because we think that's a very positive take on how judicial action should go forward. Recently, we've seen Roe v. Wade itself was nothing more than judicial activism by the members of the court in 1973, as was Doe v. Bolton, the companion case. So those two cases created the current law, which is abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy throughout the United States, including Virginia. And as a result of that activism, pro-lifers have continued to push back against what was an inappropriate action taken on the Supreme Court's part.
Now, we're talking with Olivia Gaines Turner, who's the president of the Virginia Society for Human Life. You can go to vshl.org to learn more and get all of the information as it relates to all of the candidates running for their individual offices this week from tomorrow. Now, you're obviously I'm a lot more well-versed in this subject matter than I'm up in Maryland. But the right to abortion amendment, in Virginia. What is that? Where does that stand? Is this a big amendment coming up in this election?
Yeah, well, actually, that's a statewide problem. Now, as you mentioned, you're in Maryland, and they have their own concerns. I recommend your Maryland listeners go to Maryland Right to Life, their website. Maryland Right to Life can get you up to speed on what they think is important right now. The right to abortion amendment that you mentioned is something that will come up in Virginia during our General Assembly that starts in January. It is not a national amendment. This is an amendment to the Virginia Constitution. So there is some confusion. We've been putting out information for folks that are members of VSHL, and I think some people think this is coming up during this election cycle. It is not. We also are not electing any state representatives in Virginia. We have odd year elections, which means this year all the people running for office are running for federal office. And next year, we'll be voting at the end of 2021 for hopefully a new pro-life governor and members of the House of Delegates in Virginia. But in the meantime, we expect them to be pushing a very radical piece of legislation that would alter the Virginia Constitution and make it virtually impossible to ever pass pro-life legislation in Virginia again. Delegate Kathy Byron, the head of the Republican caucus in Virginia's House of Delegates, spoke of it recently with us, and she calls it Roe v. Wade on crack, and it would absolutely decimate Virginia politicians and legislators' ability to pass protective and rational pro-life laws. So we have coming up, I hope we'll be able to talk again, because I think we have coming up one of the most intensely hard years facing us, and we have a solidly pro-abortion majority in our General Assembly. So every election matters, and these elections this fall will certainly help direct the country, hopefully, towards a more pro-life majority. We need to hold the Senate. That's critically important. We need to gain back as many seats in the House as we possibly can. We have some excellent candidates for pro-life running there, so we hope people will give them our support. But then to realize that it's not over then. We have to look to our own backyard to pay attention to what's happening in Richmond. And
becoming a member of ESHL will allow people to keep up with what's happening, and we intend to really try to focus people on what they can do individually to make a huge difference in the direction our state and our country goes.
Olivia Gaines-Turner is the guest on Catholicism on the Beltway. She's the president of the Virginia Society for Human Life. Leading up to Election Day, what is the VSHL doing to get in the eyes of the public a little bit more to inform voters about all the issues that we're talking about today and to lead them to VSHL.org to continue to learn more?
Well, VSHL has been trying very hard to expand our social media outreach. We have video ads that we've been running on Facebook and other social media platforms, and people can help us by going to the VSHL Facebook page, the Virginia Society for Human Life, Virginia Society for Human Life Facebook page, and share that. Share that with your neighbors and friends. It helps link people that you know that we don't know about to the information we're working to provide. We have radio ads. Some of them are airing there at Guadalupe, and we're very grateful for that. Some of them are airing other parts of the country, the state. And we also are going to be making telephone calls. There are mailings that have been going out. And the goal is to just try to reach as wide an audience as possible, because people need to be motivated to understand that every vote matters. Virginia is the state, Michael, where 2 years ago we held the House of Delegates by one vote. Mm. And I'm not kidding. Yep. There was an election in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Some Virginians listening will remember this. And the delegate in question, the race there, was decided by an election official drawing a name out of a bowl because the election was so tight. And even after a recount, they could not determine a winner. So if you don't think that every single vote counts, you're not paying attention to what's been going on with the elections in Virginia. And this year could be very close for a number of the races that we're dealing with. So if you're a pro-life person and you're concerned about things like taxpayer funding of abortion or expanding abortion access, to go beyond the 9 months and even allow children born alive after a botched abortion to be killed. If you're concerned about these issues, you need to make sure you're voting, and you need to make sure that people you know are voting, and you need to make sure that whatever you can do to help educate them, you do, because that's how citizens participate in changing the culture. And Pope John Paul II, who, even if you're not a Catholic pro-lifer, we have many people in our organization who may not be Catholic, but they all respect what Pope St. John Paul said, which was that we need to be the people that build a culture of life. Yeah. We are the people who are the culture of life. And this is where it comes down to, how do you participate in an effective way? And we hope that everything we're providing by way of video ads and linking to radio information and mailers and website information helps you do what you feel you can do as somebody who cares about life to participate in changing our society.
Absolutely. Olivia, the music's up, so we're up against it. VSHL.org, thanks so much, and we will talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Michael.